Brian Finn is here with the Business News and a very interesting tax comparison.
Yes, indeed, Cathal, thank you. Ireland has the most effective corporate tax system in Europe with the least red tape. This is according to a study from PwC and the World Bank. Ireland's effective rate comes in at close to the headline rate, 12.4%, just 0.1% below the government's much criticised 12.5% advertised rate. In France, by comparison, the headline rate is 33%, but the effective rate is closer to 7.5%. The tax system here is also the most efficient in terms of bureaucracy and administration. Irish companies on average spend 80 hours a year complying with the tax regime compared to 218 hours in Germany. And this comes as plans to revisit the common consolidated corporate tax base come onto the political agenda in Europe. The idea for a common formula for calculating taxes on business across Europe was first mooted over a decade ago, but it looked like the idea might have disappeared until the emergence of the recent LuxLeaks controversy, and we'll be taking a closer look at the CCCTB in greater detail in the later bulletin. The specialist healthcare recruitment group TTM Healthcare is to create 100 new jobs as part of a €5 million investment in its operations. Most of the jobs will be at its headquarters in Ennis, but they'll be recruiting in Cork, Dublin, London and Berlin, and the jobs will come on stream over the next 3 years and will be in the areas of compliance and recruitment consulting and sales. It's also planning to expand its operations into the Middle East in the coming months. Asian markets are trading higher this morning, buoyed by an unexpected rate cut introduced by China's central bank on Friday. It has sparked hopes that more action might be forthcoming. Investors were also cheered by Mario Draghi's renewed commitment to fight inflation across the eurozone. The euro is at a 2.5-year low, having lost over 1% late last week when Mario Draghi recommitted himself to fighting inflation. And this morning, it's trading at $1.24.79.1 sterling.
Brian, thank you very much. It's 14 minutes past seven. In the next quarter of an hour or so, we'll be talking politics and hearing more about this computer threat. But of course, immediately after the break, what else could we start with but Katie Taylor's fifth world title?